Once in a while, I hope to make it more. I get nights of truly being alive in New York and all the mystery and orchestrated madness that can be enclosed in the palm of my grateful hands. Taking the subway with the freestyle in your face rapper collecting money, and awkward nerdy white guys making nervous jokes, and the way the girl sang Lean On Me after hearing it from another subway performer, and then the nerdy guy sang it, and we all laughed and her and I became virtuous silent maidens laughing shyly without speaking. Tonight I got spun around by a Cuban metaphysical painter, much older than me, but with such a seductive style of touching my hands while dancing, then letting go as if he couldn't care less, then wrapping his hands around my waist or slyly sneaking his hand on my shoulder while I wasn't looking. As the music intensified and the wine and the heat settled softly into my pores, Anita turned to me and said, "Life begins at 60. She was eyeing her bolero rockstar Cuban singer boyfriend, much younger than her, dapper and sharp in his light fedora and shiny white, dashing shoes. It was really the salsa cure, she explained. It was really the dancing that did it. I remember one summer in Santa Fe when it felt like it all went wrong. I went to the bar to process it all. The theme was Western and the music, I think, was pretty cheesy. But watching the woman dance with festive glee, I realized that all summer long I hadn't danced. I hadn't moved my body to please myself, all summer. But as clumsy as I may think I look, or how much I think I bumble, I still know the dance is everything.